Han vår ge vårt på, ge vårt vinser på. Amen. Today is the first, to be more precise, it's the second Sunday of Great Lent. And during Great Lent, we do many things in the Armenian Church. One in particular is we close the curtain, so you do not see the altar for 40 days. Also during Lent, it's become the tradition in the Armenian Church that you do not receive Holy Communion, there's no kiss of peace, and you do not kiss the gospel. So at the end of church, you get to go. I'm not going to stand there and say hello to everybody, but you get to leave. But these are the traditions, and along with that, in the Armenian Church, every Sunday has a theme. And today's theme, or today's name, is the Sunday of the Expulsion. Today we remember how Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden. And we know the story. Adam and Eve were told that you could eat from any tree in the Garden of Eden except from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because God says, on that day that you eat from that tree, you will surely die. And we know that the snake, the serpent, Satan came and tricked them. They ate and they inherited death as a result. Now, depending on which theology and which church you attend, you will hear different explanations for this. If you go to the Western churches, more often than not, the Western churches will say that God gave a command and he gave more of a threat. That if you do this, this will happen. I will do this to you. If you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then I will kill you. You will die. That is your punishment. The Eastern churches, the Armenian church included in this, have a different idea and a different theology to this. It's not so much a threat or a punishment as it is a warning. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. So don't do it. It's comparative to a mother and a child. When the mother says to the child, the stove is hot, do not touch it. And the child, being curious and without listening, goes and touches the stove and burns himself. And he's mad and he's upset. Who's at fault in that situation? The mother or the child? Naturally, it's the child who's at fault because he did not listen. And this is the same for us. God warned us, he said, do not do it, and we did it, and we have brought into this world now sin and death and destruction. We learned two very important things from this story. First, God did not want death in this world. He did not want pain. He did not want sorrow. But rather, we are the ones that bring it into this world. And very often, we continue to do that. In this world today, and we look around ourselves and we see all the horrible things going on, and we ask why. God's not the one that brings it. It's humans that bring this into the world. And the second is we are not created for this world. We are not created for this world of pain and suffering and destruction, but we are created specifically for heaven. We are created for a world without death. And unfortunately, though, we find ourselves here. There's a story of two camels. And there's a mother and a child. And the child camel asks the mother camel, Mom, why do we have long eyelashes? And the mother says, well, it's simple. It's so it keeps the sand away from our eyes when it blows. The child says, oh, okay. Then the child camel asks, Mother, why do we have long legs and our feet are round at the bottom? And the mother says, well, that's simple. It's so then when we're walking in the sand, we don't sink into the sand. We stay on top of it. Oh, okay. Then the baby camel asks the mother camel, Mom, why do we have this huge hump on our backs? And the mother camel says, oh, that's easy. It's to store water. So that when we go on long trips, we don't get thirsty. And the child says, oh, okay, that makes sense.
And then he thinks a little bit longer, and then he says, but wait, Mom, if we have these long eyelashes and these long legs and this hump on our back for all these things, why are we in the San Diego Zoo? And it shows that they do not belong in the zoo. They belong somewhere else. They're created for somewhere else. And yet they find themselves in that unfortunate predicament. We too are not made for this world, but we find ourselves in this world, whether we like it or not. Very often, we feel like the camels. We're made for somewhere else. We belong somewhere else. And yet we find ourselves here. Very often I have heard, and I have even said myself, I don't belong here. What am I doing here? Why is this world the way it is? Nobody thinks like I do. And unfortunately, we find ourselves here still. Christ very emphatically says to the disciples and speaks to us as well, if you were to belong to the world would love you as one of its own. But the world hates you because I have called you from the world and set you aside, and you no longer belong to the world. This is the truth. We do not belong to this world as Christians. We belong to heaven. And God has called us out of this world to be Christians. This is what the word ecclesial, this is the Greek word for church. This is where the Armenian word for church, diegeresi, comes from, the Greek, ekklesia, which means being called out. The ones who are called out from something. We are called out of the world to come to heaven. We are called then to live differently and to live holy lives. Many of us do not. Many of us follow what the world does. And the world every day is trying to convince us to be more like it. We are called to leave the world and be different. We're called to be perfect like our Heavenly Father is perfect. We are called to comfort the grieving. We are called to care for the lonely and the needy. And we are called to visit those who are not coming to church and bring them to church. Make them part of those that are being called out and to call them out. The world, again, whether we like it or not, is trying to make us like it. And as we see in the news constantly, the world is changing. Yet the church, whether you like it or not, has remained the same for nearly 2,000 years. The gospel has not changed for 2,000 years. And yet the world is trying to change it. As Christians, we have the gospel, and we preach the gospel, and we live the gospel. And when we preach, and we keep, and we live the gospel, in that time, we're able to change those around us. We are not Armenians, we are not Americans, we are not anything else in between. The only thing we are Christians. And the day that we realize and recognize that we are Christians, it's that day that we can establish heaven on earth. But until that day, we will stay divided, and the world will rule. But the day we unite, and we say the only one who is the Lord is Christ Jesus, and he is our God, that's the day that heaven will become a reality, and Christ will return. And he will welcome us back into the garden that we were cast out of and expelled from. And he will say, welcome, my children, for whom I am well pleased with. Amen.